Welcome to the first episode of Dear God, Am I Doing This? So, I don't know about you, but I believe I can fly. And in today's episode, I want to really talk about the wings that we have and tapping into this boundless potential that resides in each and every one of us. But first, Earth School is not for the faint of souls. No matter where you are in your life, what your status is, we all go through something. And sometimes that requires massive bravery, massive courage, and massive faith. And sometimes we gotta jump right in and ask ourselves,
Dear God, am I doing this?
Welcome to the podcast where we put a mystical spin on some of life's biggest questions, helping you reach your highest potential through your divinity. Let's roll in. When you were a child, a small child, did you ever think that you could fly? I mean that literally. Did you ever jump to, like, climb up on a high peak, a baseball cage, for example, or a bench or a fence or a hilltop, whatever it is, and actually just jump and try to fly? Because I did. And I know that many children do. And what I love about children and just this innocent, beautiful essence of imagination, creativity, and doing the impossible is that they really believe that we can fly and we can do all these crazy things. So I want to tap into this topic today because I think that it's really important that we learn how to fly and to really spread our wings. See, when a new soul is born into this world, what parents think and what, you know, the family thinks and just teachers and whatever, that soul has the capability to become anything, anything at all. Sky's the limit, not even. But as we continue to evolve and to grow, and if the environment isn't supportive to that limitless state for children, then essentially what happens to our wings, where these little angels, these souls that have come here with these gigantic wings of possibility, of belief, of faith, of the God source flowing through our veins, completely divine. And as we grow and people say, hey, you can't do something. That's not right. That's not possible. Stick to the rules. Stay in your lane. What happens to these wings? They start to shrink. And eventually, not for all, but for some, our wings diminish. They get faded and shorter. So that belief that we initially had that we can fly, where does it go? It gets lost in society. It gets lost in the programming of defeat of our expansion and the things that we could be. So what I want to say today is that when I was a child, I believed I could fly. And then there was a time that I didn't believe that anymore. And that when that moment comes, there comes a lot of soul searching, unprogramming, unraveling, and untwining everything that limited your wings to fly. So, what I think is important is that as adults who have done healing, have done the inner work, continue to do the inner work, is to extract that initial belief we had when we were children, extract it, and remember the feeling of flying. To fly means to not just fly, actually, but to soar. Why fly when you can soar? But to fly, I would say, is the first step. Because we are children, all of us, no matter what religion, what faith, what upbringing, what culture you are from, we are all children of God. And we all have the divine flowing through our being each and every day. And our jobs are to remember that and to figure it out, to figure out how we can have this divine source and the God mind and the spirit of God to be present in our journey, to be present in the times that require massive bravery, because that's what it's truly about. It's about being brave enough, knowing that it's all going to be okay because you are one with the divine. And I feel that God wants us to fly, not to be stuck or stagnant or to play little or small. Look how big this earth is. Look how small this earth is in the entire universe. If only you could see and feel how big your soul is. Oh my goodness. Damn. You will know that the wings that you desire to have to fly are there. And if you need assistance and help, all you have to do is look within and talk to God and know that you can fly. So for all the times that anyone's ever said, hey, you can't do that. Yes, you can. For all the times that someone had said, that's not right, appropriate. Think again. For all the times people have told you, no, you are not capable of that. That is only for this person or that person of this status or people of this authority to achieve whatever it is. X that out. Your mind and your beliefs will shape the length of your wings. If you do not believe that you can fly wholeheartedly, sincerely, absolutely, then you will not. If you do the work, the inner work, and work on those beliefs, because we all have it. We all have it as grown adults in this day and age. We all have the belief not the belief, but we all have that programming still within us somehow, some way, shape, or form that hinders our next level. Doubt creeps up. And when that doubt creeps up, it is our job to make sure that even though it creeps up, it doesn't plant its roots into our belief system, because there's no need for that. We do not need to create within our root chakra or within our root system beliefs and thoughts and things that don't align with our ability to fly. I think that we all have the potential for magic. And the way in which you fly is only sacred to you. The way in which you spread your wings eventually will be of magnificence and meaning specifically for you, for your soul. And isn't it a beautiful thing and a beautiful place when we all step into the things that make our heart beat with joy and alignment? And when we come across a challenge, we know that we can soar above it because we are connected to God. So, with that being said, I ask you today, do you believe you can fly? I'm your host, Sarah Soul, mystic mentor, spiritual muse, and energy healer. I will see you in the next one.